This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. I can't wait for this hour. It's not because of the emails. That'll be a good time. But we'll talk a little bit about Nike, corporate America, what they did. We're going to get to emails. Before we get to any of that, I have a couple things I have to do. First, you know what a soft heart I have. You know, don't interrupt, Chris. You know what a soft heart I have. I want to extend my deepest sympathy, maybe to you. Maybe this will apply to you, maybe it won't. You see, I've had many, many jobs in my life, as you are well aware. I've washed dishes. I've washed cars. I worked construction. Shoot, I worked on a golf course for a while. I've sold RVs. Now I run my mouth for a living. I've lived many different lives, done many different things. And in doing that, I've worked with many different kinds of people. Now, maybe you're at a stage in your life, and look, maybe you're nearing retirement age, so you'll never get out of this, but maybe you're in a stage in your life where you have to work with a communist. And you look at people who don't, maybe people who even get to choose who they get to work with, and maybe you're filled with jealousy because you don't want to work with communists anymore. I'm here to tell you this. Not having to work with communists is one of the greatest things in the world. Because I have worked around them before, and it's just soul-sucking. You see them coming down the hall, you run into them in the break room, and you just know this interaction, if it's half a second, it's not going to be pleasant. They're horrible, bitter people. And I brought this up because I have two people, elected representatives, that are great examples of this. Rashida Tlaib is a communist in the House of Representatives. And could you imagine every day working with this person?
That's what the American people are doing right now in the streets of America. That's what they're using to protect themselves. Whistles and their cameras. That's what they're doing against a fascist army. Speaker Johnson says, quote, ISIS.
Wouldn't that be exhausting? Do you work with someone like that? If you do, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be this way. This lady, she's a member of a school board. Listen to this.
I am personally offended by what was presented.
What a shock. Offended.
I am personally offended by what was presented on so many different levels. One thing I would like to see updated is the word homeless to unhoused. I'm not done.
I just don't want Mr. Berman for this to be on him. That's the way our state of California, that's the language that they use. And that's their
that
reporting.
That doesn't mean that's the language we have to use.
Those are their titles.
A statement, and I'd like to
I just want to make sure that
it's all like that. Every interaction. If you have to work under, with, maybe one of these people even works for you. I'm so sorry. And I want to give a little bit of guidance. Maybe you're a young person right now listening, and you're still forming your political opinions, and I got that. Go out. read, watch, listen to things, all kinds of things. Test things. Figure out what you want, what you believe in life. I'm encouraging you. But I am warning you of this. Take it from your 44-year-old Daddy Jesse. If you choose, after all your discovery and testing, if you choose the left, I don't care where you fall on the right, but if you choose the left, if you decide this is what I believe, I want to be a communist, or I'm sorry, you probably won't call yourself that. I want to be a liberal. I want to be a babe. If you choose that life, it's on you. You have your own freedom. Right? God gave us free will. You will always be miserable. You know that. I'm not even telling you for political reasons or for the sake of my country to choose somewhere on the right. I am giving you a warning. You will never be happy. And what's more, the people you surround yourself with on the left, they will demand you are miserable at all times. Remember, when they're destroying, the destruction of happiness is part of it. Did you see this? Remember that dude? I still don't know who he is. Shaboozy? My wife knows a song of his. I don't know who this person is, but he's some singer at the Grammys. He got up. And he said, of course, you know, the line they all use, immigrants built this country. Yeah. So he even took the commie line. That's the commie line. Chris, am I wrong? That's the line you're supposed to use. He got his talking points. He got his upload. He did what he was told to do. The system told him, just like he told all of them, just like he tells the media people, just like he tells Democrat politicians, immigrants built this country, immigrants built this country. They told, that was his programming. He got up and he said, immigrants built this country. And he's had to issue an apology. Why? Well, apparently the black communists, the race communists, they were displeased with him that he gave credit to the immigrants. He used the wrong communist talking point. He got so much heat, he issued a long formal apology that starts out, I want to be clear and unequivocal. Foundational black Americans built this country, period. My words were not meant to erase or diminish. You got it. It goes on and on and on and on and on. But as you discover what you believe about politics, about culture, about where you're going to fall in all this, I want you to know that there's no destination, okay? I want to be crystal clear about that. There's no there. I hate that saying, but it's the best way I can describe this. Maybe you think that if you do this in front of your friends or your communist group, that you'll finally achieve peak communism. And finally, they will universally accept you and celebrate you. That's not how it works, you see. That's never been how it works. Communists are always eaten alive by other communists around them. They will bite at you, pick at you, backstab you, maybe even hurt you, because they themselves are bitter, demonic, obsessed with the destruction of everything. If you make the terrible, life-altering mistake of choosing to be a Democrat, you'll never be happy. Name for me the Democrat you know who laughs all the time. Chris, do you know one? Corey, I know you got dirty communists here around. You know any? None. No one knows one. Walks in a party. Tell me, forget about laughs all the time. Tell me the Democrat you know who walks in the party, the family event, and brightens up the room. You don't know them, do you? Nobody does. Because the religion itself demands bitterness, anger, misery. if you show too much happiness, the other communists around you will tear you down. For you young ladies, maybe you're a young lady. I know all your friends flirting with that commie stuff. That's what my friends do. I totally get it. I really get it. I get social pressures. I understand that. They're going to tear you to bits. As they go down that dark road, they will get more bitter, more angry. You will never be allowed to be happy, ever. Be very, very careful, all right? Let's get to some emails. I thought that thing was hilarious. Poor Shibuzi, Chris. Poor Shibuzi. What? That's his name. I bet that's not his God-given name. I'd be willing to bet. What? I'd be willing to bet. Also, I want you to listen to this.
About 1 in 3 staffers of the Washington Post are impacted, I'm told. That means laid off today. 1 in 3 staffers laid off, including...
How are your testosterone levels? How is your mood? How much energy do you have at the end of the day? Have you noticed maybe your voice is starting to sound like that? We need to fix testosterone levels in this country. I don't care how old you are. This happens to young men too. Testosterone levels are in free fall. It has to be reversed. What do you do? The country knows it's a problem. That's why there's a low T clinic everywhere. But what should you do? You think a needle should be jammed in your arm? Or do you think a male vitality stack from chalk, natural herbal supplements? Do you think that's probably the key? Try some chalk. Just please, before you do anything else, 60, 90 days, get a subscription for chalk. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. And do not forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you need to email all your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, which means we have to clear out some email room. Hey, Jesse. Oh, this is a very good point. You remember the attempted assassination attempt? I don't think that's how you're supposed to say that. Chris's attempted assassination of me. Then Chris somehow ended up with a little food poisoning from some food that was supposed to be mine. This person may have figured it out. Jesse, I think Corey is in on the assassination attempt. Corey probably was the one who poisoned the spaghetti and expected you to eat it. And then Chris ate it before Corey had a chance to tell him. Then that night, Corey drove to Chris's house to give him antibiotics. Keep your burner ready. I'm beginning to suspect everyone around here. Everyone who works here. Which I guess that's just the three of us. But still, if you make it sound like a really big office, then people think you're really important. So the entire staff... Chris, the entire staff. Jesse, I need you to talk me off the ledge. I had a dream last night, and you and Fred were in it. It was a family-friendly dream that basically involved us trying to decide on Taco Bell or Red Lobster. My concern is that I had a dream about you. Am I turning into Lindsey Graham? I'm happily married with 3 daughters. What does this mean? Well, it was about food. What it means is, it's this. I don't want to overstate it. I'm your hero. That's what it means. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. I'm your hero, especially when it comes to food. And what you want, and I understand this, and my wife, it's her birthday today. She doesn't realize how lucky she is. What you want is what she has, and that is the ability to lean on me at all times whenever it comes to food decisions. Imagine having access whenever you want to a member of Delta Force when he wanted to teach you how to shoot. Just whenever you wanted shooting instructions, tactics, you could talk to someone in Delta Force. It'd be amazing, right? That's what it's like having access to me with food decisions, where to eat, what to order when you eat. That's the life my wife has. It doesn't seem like she appreciates that part of it. I get referred to as a, quote, food bully by her and the kids a lot, which I don't think is fair. But they don't understand how much I try to help them. That's why you had a dream. And by the way, Taco Bell versus Red Lobster. There are no bad choices. It's like Magic versus Bird back in the 80s. Who's better? There's no bad choices. No matter what, they're great. I will say Taco Bell, Red Lobster is more high end, obviously. Taco Bell is a little trashier. It just depends on what you're in the mood for. Like, for instance, you know I'm a Waffle House man, too. I should note, just quick side note, speaking of menu whispering, I'm amazed at how many people have never had a Waffle House cheeseburger. When people think about Waffle House, obviously they think about waffles. That's understandable. But they think about breakfast. They think about the hash browns smothered and covered and the eggs. What, Chris? You have something to say? Anyway, they think about the employees who are always lovely, completely polite, the most polite employees in the country. That's what people think of when they think about Waffle House. Have you had a cheeseburger from Waffle House? Chris, you have, right? Am I wrong? Chris knows exactly. See? Even Jewish producer Chris knows. And by the way, that's a sin. And he still eats it. Waffle House cheeseburgers are under... Anyway, don't get me distracted. Whenever Ob is out of town, or she's doing that, I'm eating kale. I want... You guys can go out one of those things. Where do the boys choose? Sometimes it's Waffle House. It feels a little wrong, but it tastes a little right. Wonderful. Dear Jesse, will you guys let this go? Please. I ordered ice cream at a bar instead of a drink one time, and I have been repeatedly called gay. I have been mocked relentlessly. This guy says, what flavor of ice cream did you order for the football game at the bar? I can't think of any flavor that would have made you look straight. I'll have you know that it was coated with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It was vanilla. Yes, Chris, it wasn't run-of-the-mill ice cream. It was vanilla ice cream that had Cinnamon Toast. No, no, don't make that wrist. Don't do that with your wrist. It had vanilla ice cream with Cinnamon Toast Crunch on the outside, and then what was very clearly some sort of off-brand chocolate syrup they dumped over it. It was, as far as ice cream goes, easily the worst I have ever had in my entire life. But don't act like it was run-of-the-mill ice cream. Chris, what? Yeah, at least I didn't order a White Claw. You know what I had last night? Bluebell ice cream. You know Bluebell? I'm not a big ice cream guy, to be honest with you. I don't mind it, but I'm just not big on it. They have an oatmeal cream pie ice cream. No, Chris, trust me. You cannot beat a good cream pie. Trust me on that. Also, trust me, switch to Pure Talk. You need to switch to Pure Talk. You need to let your money follow your morals. The NFL's in the news right now. Why are they in the news? Because they have some dirtball foreigner commie doing the halftime show, and he's going to wear a dress, and he's going to crap all over things. Why does the NFL get away with that? Because the NFL understands... Americans, not even insulting you, it's just the way we are. Americans will not change the channel. So he gets to capture all the Americans who won't change the channel and the foreigners who love that weird crap. Please let your cell phone money follow your morals. Pure Talk is run by a two-tour Vietnam veteran, not Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, who hate your freaking guts. Pure Talk's on the same towers, so you're not sacrificing service at all. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Headline, this is from Fox Business. Nike's diversity initiatives under EEOC, that's Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, by the way, under EEOC scrutiny for alleged discrimination against white workers. There's no alleged discrimination. You can look at the numbers. It's not even debatable. Companies like this engaged in open discrimination against white people. Corporate America. There were news articles bragging about the fact that they stopped hiring white people. And the result of this is an insane brain drain. That rhymed amazingly. An insane brain drain for the entire country that brings the entire country down. You realize that? When you tell an entire class of people, any class of people, that they're not welcome in certain fields, and that has happened all across the United States of America to white people, when you tell them they're not welcome in certain fields, you get less and less capable people in those fields, and everything slowly dies. Do you have any idea how much worse medical care is now that white men struggle to get in? I saw something yesterday. I forget what the name of the university was. I believe UCLA, but don't quote me on that. UCLA had some prestigious program where every year, I think they only accept 8 applicants. It was for some medical thing. Every one of them, a woman. White men, domestic women, foreign women, white men, barred. Nope, not qualified. White men need not apply. Remember all those air traffic controllers? To become an air traffic controller is extremely difficult, and it should be. Lives are in your hands with that job. We had, I believe the number was 1,200 air traffic controllers pass all the tests, get everything through, and promptly lost their jobs because they were white. Come fly the friendly skies where we'll stuff a less qualified minority into the air traffic control tower while you and your family sit there and eat stale peanuts. The death of everything. And it's not just evil and wrong and all those other things morally. It's not just that. It's terrible for everyone of every color. It's terrible for the entire country. No different than that analogy people use of if your football team decided to diversify and hire more short people and weak people and skinny people, it wouldn't make things better. It would make everything worse. Your football team would suck. The same thing applies when it comes to doctors, air traffic controllers, people who work at Nike, the FBI, law school, you name it. When you take large groups of people and tell them they don't qualify anymore, when you tribally choose who you hire and who you don't hire, everything gets worse. Is Harvard better now that they stopped packing it full of Asians? Obviously, Asian people, I mean, it's a running joke, but it's 100% true. Asian people are some of the highest scoring people when it comes to tests. Much more, not obviously, it's Asia's a big place. Sorry, so it doesn't apply to every Asian culture. I don't want to act like it does, but you know exactly what I mean. In so many Asian families, school is a high priority, high performing, high test taking, and therefore schools like Harvard were becoming all Asian. Why, you need a 4.5 GPA, you need blah, 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 you need all this other stuff, all Asian. Harvard said, nah, no more Asians. In fact, we need it darker around here. Let's get some black people in here. I don't care if they don't make the test scores. Is that better for anyone? Anyone? Is that better for the country? No. Communism destroys everything. Everything. Hey, Jesse, I figured something out. Or no, this is to Chris. I thought it was to me. Chris, I figured something out. He wrote this one to you, Chris. Just a heads up. You censor Jesse Kelly. That's what this guy says. When the whole internet, left and right, is discussing something about the Ukraine war, Iran, Israel, Palestine, it seems like Jesse has more of a Mark Levin take on it. What? And everybody knows he's just a beeped idiot. I backed Trump 100% when it comes to international affairs. You guys are looking through tunnel vision glasses. I believe it has something to do with you censoring. Chris, is this another Jewish plot? I've been censored. Listen, all right, so I need to explain a couple things because I realize we have a bunch of new listeners, so let me go ahead and lay this out for you as clearly as possible. For the longest time, for as long as I remember, I don't know, maybe I have a bad rebellious spirit. I don't know what it is, but I have this visceral reaction when someone tells me what I can say, what I can't say, what I'm supposed to say. Make sure you talk about this. Make sure you don't talk about that. If you want me to talk about something, the worst thing you can do is tell me I have to talk about something. I'll never talk about it ever. If I ever get a don't talk about this, I'll dedicate 3 hours to it. I know it's a rebellious evil. I know that's probably not healthy, but that's how I am. My TV show, actually. I have a TV show on The First TV every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's a true story about it. The First TV, it was bought, I think this is last year, the year before, by Fox News. Now, Fox News is, maybe you watch it, maybe you don't, but it's more mainstream type. I'm a little to the right, obviously, of what they air on Fox News. And my guy at The First TV told them when they were talking about me, because I assumed they would just fire me, which they didn't, by the way, to their credit. But my guy flat out told them, you know, the first time I tell Jesse what he can't say, he's going to quit, right? If I ever one time tell him don't say that, he's just going to quit. He'll quit on the spot. And I would immediately. Goodbye. I'll go do something else. Goodbye. Then no, they never did. All right. Premiere never has. No one ever has. But the reason I'm not always talking about the things everyone else is obsessing on. Oh, what's going on in Gaza? Can you believe Russia, Ukraine? It doesn't interest me. I have a lot of things that don't interest me that may interest you. And that doesn't make you wrong and me right. It doesn't. It doesn't make you right and me wrong. What's something? Celebrity gossip stuff. Even on the right, actually, this is a great example. I'm amazed at how much discourse on the right, especially online, is about what this radio host said versus what that TV host did. Or did you hear this guy checked into rehab? What about this guy? What are your thoughts on what this guy said? Have you ever one time heard me sit and talk about this guy versus this girl? That's celebrity gossip talk. That doesn't interest me at all. I don't watch TMZ. I don't read Us Weekly. I don't read People Magazine. I don't care about that at all. I care about my country. I care about the people. I care about other stuff. And so that's what I talk about. The reason I don't sit and rant about Russia, Ukraine all the time, or Iran, or Israel, or whatnot, I care about American stuff. I am an American through and through. I am the ugliest of ugly Americans. I care about Americans. I care about you. I care about your housing prices, your safety, your country. I want my country better for my kids. I have never once in my life woken up and started thinking immediately, what's going on in Iran? And I'm not saying Iran isn't important or that the people there shouldn't be free. I'm not saying that at all. That doesn't interest me at all. And if it does interest you, I am totally aware there are all kinds of shows. They will sit and talk about foreign affairs all day, every day. It's like they are global citizens themselves. And I'm not faulting them either, but go listen to that. I don't give a crap about that. I'm an American. That, and Chris is censoring me. I knew it was a Jewish plot, Chris. All along. Anyway. Do you have an employee who's censoring you? That's why you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is there just in case you have a group of employees making your life worse. In all seriousness, do you have a position to fill? Maybe a temporary position. Maybe you need a big-time permanent position filled. Hey, we're expanding. I need ZipRecruiter is there to do what we all want. Make your life easier. They have smart technology. they start showing you qualified candidates. When? Do they need a week? Immediately. You don't have to waste time. You don't have to waste money. You don't have time. You have a business to run. ZipRecruiter will find you the ones you want. Building a solid team is easy if you know where to go. 4 out of 5 employers get a quality candidate in the first day. Try it free. How's that sound? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Wait a minute. I almost called it a Friday. You know what it is, Chris? I'm mentally already on Friday. That's what it is. I live life ahead of everyone else, Chris. It's a Thursday, but tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Questions like this one from Ray. Actually, Ray's just upset, and I get it. He says, I was talking last night how it's going to take time to clean out all the rot in the system. Like I talked earlier about the different levels, of, and the inspector general talking about a whistleblower against Tulsi Gabbard. Kristi Noem just had someone else in DHS. We have all these dirty commies inside our system, and it takes a long time to get them out. And I was explaining that last night, and this guy said, It takes time? We don't have time. Okay. I get your anger and I get your desperation. I will argue 2 points. We do have time. I know that the situation is serious. I do. And I know we need to move as fast and as aggressively as we possibly can. I get that. But it's going to take time no matter what. And we still have a lot of political power in the country. I used the analogy last night about the skyscraper and the different floors and the different offices and the different floors. And last night I was only talking about the different offices and floors the communists control and occupy. But remember that we occupy a lot of that building still too. If we didn't, they would be moving on to a completely different phase of the revolution. Because they don't have complete control of everything now, what you're getting is this. You're getting little glimpses of what they will do when they have complete control. When they sent the FBI after pro-lifers, after pastors and stuff like that, a lot of that stuff got overturned, thrown out. Not all of it, of course, but a lot of it got overturned, thrown out. And so it didn't get the white-hot outrage from people that it probably should have. What was that? It's a little preview. It's like when you go to the movies and they play about 45 minutes of previews now. A little preview, a little snippet of this movie and a little snippet of that movie. That was a little snippet. What would they do if they controlled every level of the Justice Department, every single judge? What would they do? They'd round all of us up in a heartbeat. They'd kill a lot of us. They'd throw the rest of us in gulags. How do I know that? That's extreme because it's exactly what communists have done every single time they've taken over anywhere. They round up their enemies and hurt them. That's what they would do. But they didn't do it yet. What they do for January 6th, great example. Went and hunted down over 1,000 people with the promise to hunt down 1,000 more. Charged them, overcharged all of those poor people. Ruined as many lives as they could. Trump got in, to his credit, pardoned them all. Nope, all of you, gone, scot-free. Okay, what's that show you? One, that's a preview of what they will do and want to do, but it also shows you they can't fulfill all of their plans yet. I'm not saying that the situation isn't serious. It's deadly serious. And we have to move quickly. We don't have time for things like a softer touch.
I learned that maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch.
Okay. This is Trump speaking off the cuff there. You know that we don't have time for a softer touch. Now's the time for a big fist, not a soft touch. But we're not done tomorrow. And if the midterms go poorly, and I fully expect the midterms to go very poorly, if the midterms go poorly, all is not lost. I'll give you this. We still have to work like dogs for the midterms, but I'll give you this. Tell me, what are Democrats going to do if they take back the House of Representatives, which they'll probably do? What are they going to do? They're going to impeach Donald Trump. Okay. Yep. The Senate's not going to convict him. Well, they might convict. They might have a control of the Senate too. Okay. You telling me they're going to have 60 votes? No, they won't. That's not even, the math doesn't even close to add up. They're not going to convict him. They may impeach him. They're not going to remove him. We're not going to get laws passed, but do we want laws passed? Every time they pass a bill, you get poorer and you get less free. That maybe gridlock ain't that bad. Trump is still going to have executive orders. We're still going to, and don't get me wrong, I don't want them to take the House, but we can't operate as if the end is tomorrow all the time, because it emotionally drains us to the point where it gets demoralizing. It's going to take time whether we have it or not. Solutions are not instant. It's going to take time. We didn't get sick overnight, and we will not get well overnight. The communists have been poisoning us for years and years and years. It's going to take years to get them out. All right? All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You need to go to jessekelly.com and download the little red... No, I'm kidding. You can't download it. Just go to jessekelly.com and put in your email address. I got... Chris, I didn't even tell you. I got messages on social media. Send me the book! jessekelly.com. I don't even have the book to send it to you. jessekelly.com. Put in the email address. They'll send it to you, all right?
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Venezuelan nationals freed by judge after alleged ICE assault immediately rearrested by agents. Yes, freed by a judge, of course, but at least they're arrested. Democrats brought these people into the country. Chinese national in camouflage caught after sneaking across the Texas border. That's probably not good. Grammys. Trump threatens to sue, quote, total loser Trevor Noah after he said the president visited Epstein Island with Bill Clinton. I love that Trump just sues all these people for lying. Now, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We'll have a good time. Get your emails in. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.